KWA, KO4CF. How you doing this evening, Steve?
Been down at the beer club meeting. I didn't quite catch that call. Who is this?
Your neighbor, KO4CEF.
Okay. No, I didn't quite hear your call sign the first time. So what is going on, big man?
Oh, I'm just shopping the internet right now, trying to find me a 10-meter antenna.
10-meter for mobile?
It might be a waste of time, but I got the 10-meter radio, so I'm going to try it.
Did you say 10-meter or 2-meter?
0.
So you've got a radio that'll do just straight up 10 meters?
That's a pretty broad statement, but it is a 10-meter radio. It's certified for 10 meters.
I've got a radio. Matter of fact, I'm on it right now. It'll do 10, 6, 2, and 440. And I had to get me an antenna that would work there.
10-meter. You can open it up. You don't have to do anything special, and you can use it on CB bands, but it's actually a 10-meter radio. The Anytone 6666.
Okay. Now, did you get that out of that silent key sale?
Turn this one off Amazon.
Huh. Well, now, I've never really done any good on 10-meter. Is it sideband also?
FM and single sideband.
That's probably why I have never really done that well. The particular one I'm working with is FM only.
Use different. This is why I'm trying to find. Fire Stick makes an antenna that basically does just the single sideband range on 10 meters.
Now, I tell you what. I've got a stick that will do. Do you know what? No, I know it'll do sideband. You know the stick antennas? I got a full set that runs from 75 down to 6 meter.
I think it'd be a little too big, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I want a set of those just for. Just to use. I think it'd be good to have just to throw an antenna or something on the car. I've seen a lot of people use it in the parks on the air activations. They've used those.
Yep, that's exactly right. And see, I've got a 857 Yaesu, 857D, and I occasionally use those with that radio. Put them up on a little stand, and they seem to work well. I've talked to Europe and South America on them.
Picking up a set of those just for some, like I said, do some parks on the air or something. I hadn't ever got around to getting the whole set, or actually getting any of them for that matter. Yeah, this one's more of just a drive down the road kind of mobile antenna. I don't know if it'll do me any good or not, but, you know, I got the option. I want to see what happens.
These are. They're set up for mobile, and but I tell you what, the 10 meter, I don't think it's but about 48 inches. It's not bad.
I was thinking it was, the base was probably about 4 foot, and I think the whip was another 4 something feet. I was thinking I read there were some around 7 foot long once you added the whip.
Ooh, nothing like that. As a matter of fact, the 75-meter ham stick is not but about, it's only about 72 inches. Matter of fact, it's not even 72 inches. Man, I tell you what, you need to look those up, ham sticks.
As I've looked at them before, I could have swore all of them had a whip coming off the top of it. So it was just less coil on the bottom fiberglass. You know, I guess less wire coiled around it. And the same size whip on all of them. I'm surprised by that. I didn't realize they had different lengths for them. I thought they were all just, the thing that made them different was how much wire was coiled around the fiberglass, and then you use the whip to adjust the SWR.
Got a short stick. It's only like about 6 inches coming out of the top of it to adjust the SWR. But, hey, you know what? I'm headed back to the house. Back to the house again right now. I'll stop in my building. And, well, no, I don't have a phone number on you. I was going to say I'd take a picture of it and text you a picture. But I'm going to tell you something. Those things are nice. They're not real long. I ran them on a regular standard base, 239 base antenna. You know, just like any other regular antenna.
You got me curious. KO4CEF.
What? Are you in front of a computer?
Googling it now.
Hamsticks. This is hamstick ham radio antennas. And pull that up. See what you see.
I can't see, like, how long the antenna is. I'd read somewhere, I think it was at maybe MFJ's version, and it was like 7 foot with the whip all the way out.
No, not even close to that. You. I tell you what, go to HRO, Ham Radio Outlet, you heard of them? Go to their search bar and type in hamsticks.
One. Measures 36 inches tall. Holy moly. Okay. That's I did not know that.
10 meter?
It's 2800 megahertz or 28 megahertz. Doesn't say a whole lot more than that. Doesn't get the frequency range, but I assume you have to adjust the top whip for that, right?
You're going to adjust on that little top piece is the SWR, and you don't move it very much. You can get them for different frequencies. Now, I bought a set which carried me from 75 meter all the way down to 6 meter. And I'm telling you, they work great.
Don't sound too bad. It would screw right into the old CB connector I got. It's got 3/8 by 24 inch thread, so it would actually work.
Now, before you go and buy one, I'm not using mine right now. What kind of rig you got this on? An Anytone?
And I'm basically using my old Fire Stick antenna mount. So it's got the, you know, the fire ring and the 3/8 threads by 3/8 by 24. It's the mount for it. So it just screws into the top of it. So I was definitely looking for something just like that. But the MFJ or the, looks like the ham stick. I don't know. There, it's back and forth.
I tell you what I do. Now I kind of want to hang on to mine. Okay. But I tell you what I'd do. If you wanted to borrow it and give it a shot, see how well it works for you, I'd be willing to let you borrow my 10 meter and give it a try.
If I consider that, although I'll go ahead and I'll admit I'm probably bad, I would go ahead and order one tonight so I can have one. What's weird is they have the MFJ Mini that's 10 or 28 megahertz, and then they have a regular MFJ for 10 meters, and it says it's 7 foot tall. Wonder why the difference is. It's because one's not loaded and the other one's got more coils around it.
Exactly right. But I gotta tell you, bud, ever since MFJ sold out, I've seen some of their stuff and I've used a few of their pieces, and the quality's just going right down the dumper. And you can get stuff just as cheap, so I'd definitely go with that hamstick on there. just been really disappointed with MFJ stuff recently. Plus, they're not exactly keeping up technologically.
On the ham sticks, I don't see them listed on ham radio outlets. Unless I just typed it in wrong. But I'm going to keep looking, and I think I got your number. I'll send you a text message. I would, if you don't mind, I'd definitely like to at least see a picture of it, but I may take you up on that borrowing it before I order one, even if I just let me try it out and see what it likes, and I can bring it back to you.
You know, use it and try it out, and that way you got a real idea of what it can and can't do. Now, let me suggest something. Well, I'll tell you what. You do have my number, right? Text me just anything, okay? And make sure that I've got your number right. And I'm about to pull into the house, and I'll go ahead and snap a picture of my set, okay? And I'll send you a photograph of that set that I've got, and then I'll send you a picture of the 10-meter ham stick.
Sounds good. I'll do it, and I guess we better get cleared out here before the net starts. So I'm going to go ahead and say 732, but yeah, I'll text you real quick before I forget about it. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your final, Steve.
To do, and listen, do it now, because it's 9 o'clock, and I'm going to get real lazy on you, and it's cold out there, so let's get this thing done, baby. Hey, have a good evening, and I'll hear you checking into the net. KN4 of NWA, I'm clear.
CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. 16 early check-ins, including myself, U2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next, I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI, and Mel, checking in from Prosperity, K4XMR. I have Mr. Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH, and KW4TS. Jim, checking in from Pelzer. Next, I'd like to recognize Leroy, checking in from Taylor's, KA5W, and Don and Linda, checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI, and KG4QLQ. Next, I'd like to recognize Jack, checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF, and Jerry, checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Next up, we have Marshall checking in from Jacksonville. W4MKH. Mr. Landon checking in from Dacusville. KG4WNP. And Bill checking in from Anderson. KC4W. I'd like to thank all those individuals for taking advantage of the pre-net check-in. It's handy to do when you're not going to be around listening at the radio at 9 o'clock. And for HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite any new hams to check in. New hams only, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in tonight. Everybody have a nice evening.
This is SKWBB. My name is Steve. I'm down in Hilton Head on Martinez, Georgia. Good evening to everybody. And I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in KX4SU Steve in Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
Let me know the head of my penis.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for joining us tonight, John, and I have you down for some rag chew later. Next, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4VWA. Thanks for checking in, Steve. And then I have Steve checking in from Georgia, KG4WBB. Then I have KX4SU, Steve, checking in from Spartanburg. At this time, I'll go ahead and move along from our EchoLink stations, and we'll move to our RF check-ins. And since it is Monday night, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
TB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. It's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
4HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative in the naked tonight also. Everybody stay warm.
The 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
You want me to fuck your asshole?
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose. KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler. KC4EZN. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Harry. Then I'd like to welcome Gene, checking in from Taylor's. W4FHJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Gene. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there are any other stations in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
I want to check in your pussy from my car keys. Any dirty pussy?
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Kilo, Kilo 4.
This is KN4HTP.
Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
TP. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome a station from Anderson. I didn't get your full call sign. I got Kilo, and then I missed some letters, and then I have Victor Whiskey, Quebec. Can you recheck, please, that station from Anderson?
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down in Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Jimmy. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. I got you in my log correctly. I appreciate that. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid checking in from Fletcher. W4IOE. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Sid. Hope you're having a good evening. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there are any other stations. India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Happy Valentine's Day. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert in Spartanburg.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ. And Mr. Larry brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Hope you two had a nice Valentine's Day as well. And everyone listening in, hope you had a good Valentine's Day. It's nice to take a moment and consider those that we love, whether they're our sweethearts or otherwise. So, next, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Spartanburg, W4IYI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Robert. At this time, I'll give one more opportunity for India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
BP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you, Mark, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Emma. No traffic, but I'll stick around for a few minutes with comments.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, checking in from Piedmont. I always enjoy it when it's your turn to check in on my night. And Miss Lorena brings along her husband Rick and daughter Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, please pass along our greetings to Mr. Mike and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome Fred checking in. He is mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. You've got a great signal coming through there, Mr. Fred. And I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Walt, you're sounding good. I have you down for some comments later. Is there anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm inviting stations with their suffix ending in Q through T, Quebec through Tango. To check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. He's also at home in Campobello. And we both will be in for comments tonight, this evening, Miss Wendy. Thank you so much for calling the net.
Control. This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Good evening, Wendy, and everybody on there. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
YHCP. Check in KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty, and I'll be there in negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Anna, checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP. And Miss Anna brings along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE. And Miss Anna, I have you and Chad down for some rag chew later. Then I'd like to welcome Keith, KE4ZEF. Mr. Keith, I didn't write fast enough to get your location. Can you return with your location, please?
Columbus, North Carolina, Wendy.
I got Columbus. I should remember that, and for some reason I have a hard time with Columbus. Anyway, thank you, Keith. I'd like to have my log as correctly as possible, so. Then next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. giving my second shout out to anyone in any stations in the group. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
HTP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. And then there was another station there, but there was too much static for me to hear your voice. Let's try checking in again, and if those listening in, if you can hear it a little better, it'd be nice to get a relay on that station. Hear KO4, and that was all I got. Did anyone hear it any, have a better time hearing that, that could do a relay? This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sorry, I can't get your station, but thanks for listening in. Just not a good night, I guess, for your signal to connect with mine, but thank you for trying to check in. We're here every night at 9. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the big group for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylor's.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Appreciate you calling in tonight. You're doing a fine job. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HTP. Good hearing you again. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HTP. KN4HTP. Please log in Kilo Oscar 4. Call Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Gulf Uniform November, Nelson, and Greenville, and route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Romeo Brett Gagnon, will be negative and negative.
HTP. Wendy, please check in K1 CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
HTP. Wendy and Mr. Mark, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little Valentine, Joey. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no to you tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
Wendy, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
For HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks, Dave, for the work you do to help this net run smoothly. Dave is our net manager. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. I hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kurt. Next up, I have Mr. Nelson, checking in mobile near Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you have a pleasant drive. Next, I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4BGR, Kilo Kilo 4 Bravo Golf Romeo. Mr. Rick, I did not get your location. Can you recheck with your location, please?
That will be in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Mr. Rick, I have you down in Gaffney. Next up, I'd like to welcome Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Roland, it's nice to hear you on the radio. Hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and his wife, Miss Joy, from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Mr. Gary, please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. And Mr. Gary is the net control on Wednesday night, and he runs a swap net. It's always interesting to listen to that. Whether or not you have something you have in mind you might purchase or sell. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Keith. Then there was one station that cut out just partway through the call sign. I got Kilo, KO4, Kilo Oscar 4, and then the signal dropped out. So if that station, if you didn't hear me call you as that I have you written down in my log, please check in again.
Control, it was KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville.
KN4HTP, thank you, Mr. Lloyd. I got you your information down in my log. KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thank you for joining us tonight. Is there anyone else that we've missed? We're going all the way through the alphabet tonight. At this time, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. 4VAS, Mark in Greenville. Oscar 4, Victor Alpha Sierra.
4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'm going to be in and out tonight. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, checking in from Greenville, KO4VAS. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mark. You're sounding good on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew from Inman, KO4CEF. Hope you're having a good evening, Andrew. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We had a good group of check-ins, 52 at this point. So thanks for sticking with me. At this time, we'll go ahead and begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. First up, I want to check in with my friend John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. What's been going on?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Wendy. Not a whole lot going on up here. Got to take the dog in tomorrow and try and find her a place to get groomed. She needs a bath in the worst way. I tried giving her one in the shower and That didn't work out too well, so she still needs a professional groomer, but take her in and get her for check-in. But we did get her microchipped, and or I keep calling it him, and he's, you know, doing his thing. He met his cousin the other day, my daughter's dog, and my daughter's dog is a handful, and he's not the friendliest dog in the world when it comes to other dogs, so that didn't go too well, so... But it was the same way with my previous dog. That dog just doesn't get along well with other dogs, but at least not in your house, and especially not in the kitchen. But in any event, I checked to see what was going on in the skies and went out and took my binoculars out. And if it weren't for a very near full moon, if you go out and you find the constellation Orion, which I know is... I know you can find, and find Betelgeuse, and then come down and find the next brightest star in the sky, which would be Sirius. That's Betelgeuse's, or that's Orion's hunting dog following him. And then you go up and kind of left to another bright star, which is called Procyon, which is in Canis Minor. And that forms what is known as the Winter Triangle. And it's fairly easy to spot. And then if you got a good pair of binoculars, something about 70 mag or better, and scan in around inside that winter triangle, there are a number of star clusters that are really kind of neat to see if you can get your scope on them or your thing. You got Hagrid's Dragon Cluster, you've got the Double Wedged Cluster, you've got a Heart-Shaped Cluster, you've got the little, well, he's just outside that triangle, he's right below Sirius, the Little Beehive Cluster. The actual Beehive Cluster is a little bit outside that triangle, closer to the constellation Cancer. We've got the Christmas Tree Cluster, the Double Mint Cluster, Thor's Helmet, Avery's Island, and then there's some other clusters just outside that triangle. Charlie Brown's Christmas Tree Cluster, and I'm not making these up, the Dish Cluster, Caroline's Cluster, and then a bunch of them that don't have names that are just numbers, NGC 2374, NGC 2396, and so forth. But there are a number of star clusters right in that area, inside that winter triangle and just outside that winter triangle. And if you got a real good set of binoculars or even a small telescope, I encourage you to go out. Right now, most of that part of the sky is washed out by the full moon. But if you let the moon get out of the way and go out later on this evening, or wait a week or two when the moon's not quite so bright on a clear night, and go out and scan that area of the sky, and you will find a number of star clusters. So I thought I would pass that along to you.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. That sounds great. I can find Orion, and I can use my star map for the rest of that to find the winter triangle. So I'm gonna go out and look. I noticed the moon earlier; it's quite bright. So see what I can figure out. Gonna check around and see if anybody's got some binoculars close by that I can borrow. And I'm going to look into purchasing some, so, because I'm enjoying looking at the stars quite a bit. So I might as well have the least expensive tool to enhance the experience. So it's kind of funny to imagine you trying to give your dog, well, you giving your dog a shower. My dogs do not, they never have liked spraying water on them. You know, getting in the pool is one thing, but getting sprayed with water was always another.
This is KM4RJN. Yeah, unfortunately, we've got a walk-in shower that I can close the door and confine her. And and she, you know, I could get to one side of her good, but she kept hanging against the one wall. I couldn't get her very well on the other side. But we got when we first got her, she was pretty dirty and pretty smelly. So, or got him. So I got him into the shower and cleaned him off a little bit. He smells better anyway. But I got to take him to a professional groomer where they can work him over pretty good. But I'm turning the water off. I'm trying to get him to shake. He won't do it inside the shower. So I open the shower door and he steps out in the middle of the bathroom and then he shakes off and just sends it everywhere. So yeah, that was fun. But that was a sight to behold.
Oh, it's better to shake off inside the shower than to get out where they get you all wet besides hitting the droplets of water all over the walls and the cabinets and everything. That's too funny. But plus, you know, leaning against one side so you can only get one side clean. Oh, well, I'm glad we're able to laugh about it now. I bet it was a little annoying at the time, but sure it's funny now.
This is KM4RJN. Yeah, that was, absolutely hilarious at the time. But anyway, I know Walt's hanging around there, and I'd like to hear him on the radio, so I'm going back on out of here and say 73s to everybody, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, John, for hanging around for some conversation. At this time, I would like to invite anyone that I've missed for check-in. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in with Harry, KC4EZN. Sorry to put you on the spot here tonight, but what's going on with you, Mr. Harry?
KN4HTP, good evening, Wendy. Not a whole lot more than was going on last night, but I was really, really glad to hear Walt check in tonight. He was last week. I think today was supposed to be an interesting day for him, but he sounded pretty good, so hopefully he's doing good. And give me a quick signal check, please.
There's a lot of static, but your voice comes through clear enough that I don't have any trouble hearing it, but there is static in the background.
Is this any better?
To me.
How about now?
Improvement.
Okay, I'm playing with a new antenna, and I do not have it up on top of the house yet. I got it put together, and it is sitting on my back porch, which my lot is sloped, so my back porch is the same level as the front of the house, and then my driveway goes uphill, so the antenna is not in an ideal position. And when I first checked in, I was running 5 watts, and now I'm up to, this radio is 5, 10, 20, and 50, so I'm at 20 watts now, so hopefully when I get it up on the roof and get it about 30 feet above the top of the house, so I can go back to 5 watts. But just curious, it's a 2-meter 440 Yagi, and I have not, all I have done is assembled it and have not tuned it or, done any of the things that you play with other than get it on a pole and strap it to the handrail of my back porch. But anyway, good to hear everybody, and like I say, good to hear Walt. He sounded pretty good. Good to hear John. I might go out and look for those things he was talking about, because what I see is the Hunter, and the full moon's wiping a lot of that out now. And last night it was clear enough I could actually see his sword hanging down. I knew where to look for it and I could see it, but still, that's kind of interesting. And as time goes by, the dog that's following him will disappear also. So, and that's about all I know about looking at the stars, other than then you have to look up, and I turn the app on in my phone and point it at the sky, and it tells me what I'm looking at. Very, very helpful there. That's what's been going on here today. I say it's the antenna that I have been using was it's one of those dual band J poles that's made out of aluminum bar stock, and it's a pretty good antenna, but down in the hole I'm at, this Yankee has gain. So I think it's 11.5 on one band and 9 dB and 9.5 dB on the other band. So I'm gonna be curious to see what all that does. Once I get it put up where it's supposed to be, I'm gonna get one of my old handhelds out and see if I can get into you folks with a half a watt with it and see how that works. Well, bounce it back into your court, Wendy. KN4HDP, KC4EZN.
Well, the signal is good enough, but not excellent. So I'm glad to hear you have plans for moving it a little higher. And I never did tell you congratulations the other night on adding another country to your contact list. I'm guessing it was Japan, but I don't know that for sure. But congratulations on that. It's fun to hear your accomplishments, you know, progress along those lines. It's nice to hear about the hobby on the radio. Thanks for the rag, too, Mr. Harry. At this time, I'm going to check and see if I have missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. To check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend Walt, K4OIM. Are you still tuned in with us?
4HTP, K4OIM. Yeah, I'm still here, Wendy. Been a while since I had a few stuff with you other than just checking in. I left the house this morning at 8 o'clock going to Greenville to the hospital. And I got back home about 4:15 this afternoon, all day doing tests. And I've got to go back to Greenville tomorrow for more tests. Then I go back Wednesday to the reconstruction surgeon, the guy that's going to rebuild the bottom of my face. And then Thursday I go back to Patewood Center to get a PET scan done and then a CT scan done. Thank God the doctors like to play golf, because Friday's the only day I don't have a doctor's appointment, Wendy.
That is a lot. That is a lot of doctor visits and appointments and tests and all that stuff. You're right about that. Thank goodness doctors like to play golf. It's true. Fridays, they're more often than not, those are the days you can't get in because the doctor's taking a day off. So I'm glad you're getting a break on Friday. It takes a lot of, I don't know what the right words are, dedication, courage to put yourself through all the steps, you know, to regain and maintain and you know, have the best life possible. So I admire you're sticking to it, even though the process sounds like it's difficult. But I know you got a lot of friends listening in on the radio that are really glad you're on the path, and we're going to get to continue our friendships with you. When I have to sit around waiting at the doctor's office, I usually take something to read, but I notice a lot of people do things on their phones, and other people just stare off into space or watch people, and I don't mind watching people at the office. Like, you can guess, you know, their story or what they're thinking or, you know, I don't know, just different things about watching people is interesting.
If they had called this, they said it should have been called a year to 2 years ago. It looks like I'm going to lose at least two-thirds sides of my tongue and my lower jawbone. They're going to have to take a bone out of my leg to reconstruct, fabricate my lower jawbone. And looks like I'm going to be on a liquid diet from now on. Boy, what I'd give just to taste a steak now. But I can have oyster stew or salmon stew or something like that. Vegetable soup, it has to be strained, so I can't have nothing but the soup. Other than that, it's Boost, Ensure, and Equate, and water. But it looks like I won't be able to speak for at least 3 or 4 months. I might have to go through speech therapy where they can train me to swallow and learn how to talk again. But I'm not letting it get me down. Good Lord, I'll be 74 years old this coming Saturday. And Lord's been good to me. Things I've been through, I should have been dead years ago. My mother said I'd never make it till I was 18, as wild as I was when I was a teenager. But I won't miss talking to this group. Man, I've made a lot of friends on this radio. But you better believe up there in the hospital, I'll be listening and trying to check in on the pre-check-in or either text through Echo Link. And I'm determined I'm going to get back on here on RF and get to call my nail again. So it's good hearing John on here, my buddy up there in Brown Summit, and Harry up there. I know you've been thinking of me and praying for me, Harry. Really appreciate it. So with that, Wendy, I'll say 7-3s for now, but I'll step around for the rest of the net. 7-3s, Wendy.
Comment?